Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Real, Raw, Relevant, the podcast dedicated to helping you live a more authentic and fulfilling life. I'm your host, Alicia Eads, and this week we're tapping into the mindset that separates the good from the great, the persistent from the quitter. That's right, champions never accept defeat. Let's get into it. What separates a champion from the rest isn't just talent, skill, or opportunity. It's mindset. A true champion refuses to let failure define them, obstacles to stop them, or setbacks to silence them. Champions rise in the midst of adversity, even when everything around them says to quit. They don't back down. They don't give up. And most importantly, they never accept defeat. Champions never accept defeat is a mindset for anyone who's ever felt discouraged, overlooked, or tempted to settle for less. It's for the dreamers, the fighters, the overcomers, and the ones who know that greatness is born in the grind, not in the easy wins. So whether you're battling through personal struggles, pushing towards a professional goal, or simply trying to become the best version of yourself, this podcast today is a reminder. You were built to overcome. Your resilience, your strategies, your principles, they strengthen you. You can build confidence and adopt an unwavering mindset of a true champion. So we're going to get real about the process to turn losses into lessons, pressure into power, and setbacks into setups for your next breakthrough. So understand that you don't have to be perfect. You just have to keep showing up. Champions aren't made when everything is going right. They're made in the moments they decide, I will not be defeated. So let this be your momentum. Let this be your mindset, because champions never accept defeat, and neither should you. We've all had moments in life where we faced setbacks, we stumbled, and we fell short. We've experienced moments where it felt like the battle was lost, but what defines a champion isn't the absence of these moments. It's their unwavering refusal to accept defeat as the final outcome. So this episode isn't about denying the pain of failure or pretending that it doesn't sting at times. It's about understanding the mindset that fuels relentless pursuit, the resilience that transforms setbacks into stepping stones, and the unyielding spirit that ultimately triumphs. So we're going to get real and raw about the challenges of adversity and explore how to cultivate the heart of a champion. So we're going to get into the common reactions to the defeat and how champions consciously choose a different path. So we definitely will discuss the importance of reframing failure, cultivating unwavering beliefs, and the mental toughness that's required to propel champions forward, no matter what the odds are. So let's get into it. What is the initial blow? It's all about reactions versus responses. So when faced with a setback, the initial reaction can be disappointment. You're frustrated, you feel disappointed, you're let down. But champions understand that this is just a feeling, not a final verdict. They consciously choose a response rooted in analysis, learning, and renewed determination. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to explore that more. How to shift from being reactive negatively to being a problem solver, being proactive. So focus on that. It's all about your mindset. How you reframe failure, the opportunities. For a champion, failure isn't the end of the road. It's not over. It's often a crucial part of the journey. So failure, see it as a feedback, as an opportunity to learn, adapt, and come back greater, come back even stronger. So we will explore how to reframe your perspective on failure and, you know, the valuable lessons that fuel future success. And if you need any additional resources, my book, There's a Winner in You, Eliminate Self-Doubt by Alicia Eads, is available at Barnes & Noble as well as Amazon.com. Be sure to get your copy. You won't regret it. Now let's get back into the unwavering belief, the inner fire. When, you know, you have external circumstances and they look bleak, champions maintain an unwavering belief in their ability to succeed no matter what. They have this inner fire, this deep-seated conviction, and that's what keeps them going. When others would quit, when others would give up, when others would accept defeat, the champion is rising. The champion is gonna rise above all of that and cultivate and nurture their powerful self-belief and confidence and faith. And the way to do this is through mental toughness. You have to be unbreakable, unstoppable. Know that the road to success is rarely smooth. Champions, they have incredible mental toughness that they develop, which is the ability to push through discomfort, persevere through obstacles, and stay focused on their goals, even when things get tough. I recall in college in Virginia, I was in this pool, and it was sort of like an Olympic-sized pool. I kind of like underestimated like how large the pool is, and I was swimming under the water, and I was having a hard time coming up for air, and I was getting tired, and I was trying to swim closer to the side of the pool, to the wall, so I could pull myself out. Well, I was literally getting overwhelmed with how large the pool was. I underestimated that. And then I was kind of looking to the left or the right, whichever corner that was, and I seen like individuals that were getting ready to jump in the pool, and like, oh my gosh, help her, help her. And then all of a sudden I just turned over and I started backstroking through the entire pool. I wasn't even halfway through when I was out of breath and grasping for air when I started to backstroke, and I backstroked and I swam. I backstroked through that entire pool, and I got to the end of the pool, which I thought it was like an Olympic sized pool. Okay. And when I got out, everyone was clapping like, oh my gosh, you almost drowned. And I'm like, yeah, the backstroke saved me. I remember that I am like the queen of backstroking in a pool. Ever since I was like a toddler, my mom put me in like swimming lessons at the YMCA, and I learned how to backstroke. Like, so it was life-saving. But to make a long story short, I was determined to get to the end of that pool, and no one had to jump in and save me. Thank God. But that's that champion mentality. You don't accept defeat. Even when you're discomfort, you're determined to persevere and push through the obstacles and stay focused on what you're trying to accomplish and adapt and pivot. There is power in, not accepting defeat. That doesn't mean blindly, you know, banging your head against the wall. Champions are always strategic. They recognize when a path isn't working, and they're willing to adapt. They're willing to pivot. They're willing to find a new way forward and just, you know, find solutions, being solution-oriented to find a better way, a better outcome. It's all about the mindset. The mindset of a champion, it's not something that, you know, where they're down and they're timid. It's cultivated by choices and being resilient and rising against the odds. And it's all mental, that mental toughness, those conscious decisions and choices to never let defeat have the final say. It's about learning, it's about growing, and it's about being relentless in the pursuit of your goals, your motivation, no matter what obstacles come your way. So if you're listening today to this podcast, I encourage you to identify an area where you might have accepted defeat prematurely, and I want you to go back and focus on some solutions where you could reignite that determination in that area and move forward and persevere, because greatness is inside of you and champions don't accept defeat, and neither should you. And it doesn't matter what you've gone through, you're an overcomer. You can embrace those losses as lessons and redefine failure. You're not defined by failure. Learn how to bounce back stronger and shift your mentality. Sometimes you have to focus on shifting from victimhood to victory. You are victorious. So understand that winning starts with your mindset. It's all in your mind. You have to get out of your head. And if you have lack and self-doubt, work on building unshakable confidence, building your inner belief where no one else sees your vision. Know that it's okay, that what you're working on, what you want to accomplish, as long as you believe in you and you set those actions to accomplish it, silence that self-doubt and the fear of judgment, the fear of rejection. Know that you got this. You can accomplish whatever you put your mindset to. So are you ready to embark on this journey as a champion? Developing that champion's mindset on this journey. It's all about discipline, finding that level of motivation, creating consistency. When your motivation fades, being consistent, being intentional, building those habits behind long-term success, managing your time, time management, being focused, pushing through pain and pressure. You see, champions aren't exempt from pain and pressure, but their mindset allows them to push through adversity. Understand that a champion knows that they're being shaped for greatness in the midst of the pain and the pressure. And they have that level of mental toughness during trials. And they stay grounded in their why. Why are they doing this? Why is this so important? That's the champion's mentality. And that's why they don't accept defeat. Understand that champions have grit. They're so gritty, baby. Know that what grit really is, and how can you develop that grit of a champion, and choosing commitment over comfort. And know that, like I said, I was in a large pool, Olympic size pool, and underestimated how large it was and didn't have the proper breath control, but I was determined not to accept defeat and drown. Okay. And you can do the same. It's all about how you're looking at your circumstances, how you're pivoting, how you're understanding what you're going through, and understand that there's integrity in the fight. Stand firm in your values, compete with honor, not comparison, and lead with humility and purpose. Be intentional with what you desire and what you're focusing on accomplishing. It gets tough, but you're tougher. Don't be complacent. Don't be stuck. Go after success. Stay hungry. Stay humble. Keep grinding. Keep shining. And remain teachable. Remain curious and continue to grow. Understand that the journey of a champion, it never truly ends. Each new challenge is another chance to
rise above. You were never meant to quit. You were made to be a conqueror. You are more than a conqueror. You are a champion. So rise up. Rise up in your purpose. Understand that life is filled with ups and downs and detours and redirections and lessons in disguise. True champions understand this. They don't let failure define them, delay, discourage, or, you know, destroy them with doubt. Instead, they rise over and over and over again. Being a champion isn't about never falling or failing in life. It's about refusing to stay down. It's about showing up when it's hard, pushing forward when it hurts, and believing in yourself. Even when everything around you says quit, give up. Champions turn pressure into power and setbacks into setups for a greater comeback. You are stronger than your struggle. Let me say that again for the people in the back. You are stronger than your struggle. You are greater than your greatest fear. And you are more capable than you ever realized. So let this be your fuel. No matter how tough the battle, no matter how long the road, you were built for victory. You are victorious. Keep your head high, your heart focused, and your spirit unshakable, because at the end of the day, remember this truth. Champions never accept defeat, and neither will you. So if you take anything away from this podcast today, let it be the champion's mentality. Always remember, what separates a champion from the rest? It isn't just talent. It's not their skill that they're, you know, blessed with this great talent beyond measures or opportunity. It's the champion's mindset. A true champion refuses to let failure define them. They never give up. They turn obstacles into opportunities and setbacks into resilience. And they rise over and over and over again, even when the odds are stacked against them, even when the average person around them will give up and quit. They never give up. They don't back down, and they see things through. They never accept defeat. So this mindset is definitely for you. If you've been feeling down, if you've been feeling overwhelmed, if you've been feeling, you know, lack of confidence, or, you know, going through the emotions, disappointed that you haven't accomplished your dreams, it's time to adapt the champion's mentality, the fighter in you, the overcomer in you. Know that greatness is born in the grind, not in all of those easy wins. So whatever you're going through, whatever you're battling, any personal struggles, it's time to push through it, whether that's personal, professional, or just trying to be the best version of you. This is your invitation to accept and adopt the champion's mentality. You were built to overcomer. You are a fighter. You are strong. You are resilient. You are confident. And that's really where it starts. It starts the moment you adopt that unwavering mindset of a true champion. I don't know about you, but I'm ready. I'm ready to fully embark the champion's mentality. And like I said, if you need additional resources, my book, There's a Winner in You, Eliminate Self-Doubt by Alicia Eads, is available on Barnes & Noble as well as Amazon.com. Be sure to get your copy if you want to take on and adapt that champion's mentality. It's definitely a source of resource, a motivation, insight on just being fearless, just being resilient, and bouncing back and understanding the greatness that's inside of you and developing that mental toughness. Always remember, champions never accept defeat. Even in the midst of the most trying and difficult times, they bounce back, they rise stronger, and they show resilience. Thank you, beautiful souls, for joining me on this episode of Real, Raw, Relevant. Remember, the spirit of a champion lives within you. Never accept defeat. Keep fighting, keep learning, and keep striving. Your victory awaits. I'll see you next time on Real, Raw, Relevant Podcast.